AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he's optimistic about prospects for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
After 2 days of talks in Doha,
we are closer than we've ever been.
The president told reporters in the Oval Office he doesn't want to jinx anything.
But we're not there yet. But it's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago.
The president's expressed optimism at other points during the 10-month war, only for talks to break down. This time, mediators hope to get together again in Cairo next week to seal a deal.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A jury in Florida began deliberating in the manslaughter trial of a white woman, Susan Lorenz, in the shooting death of a black neighbor, a GK A.J. Owens, amid an ongoing feud over Owens' children. Defense attorney Amanda Sizemore says her client was defending herself.
If someone who is on the outside of your door that is banging and pounding so hard wants to get in that house and they do, it is too late.
Prosecutor Rich Buxman says there's no evidence Owens posed an immediate physical threat.
It's not a crime to bang on somebody's door. It's not a crime to yell. There is no evidence that she came over there with any other intent but to get the defendant to come out.
Lorenz did not testify in her own defense and said in an interview with detectives that was played for jurors that she never intended to harm Owens. A daring Ukrainian military push into Russia's Kursk region has seen Kyiv's forces seize scores of villages, attack air bases, and force the evacuation of tens of thousands of civilians in what has become the largest attack on the country since World War II. Romanian gymnast Anna Barbuso received her Olympic bronze medal during a ceremony in the capital Bucharest, marking the conclusion of a swirl of controversy after the medal was first awarded to American gymnast Jordan Chiles, but was later revoked. This is AP News. A Missouri woman was arrested, accused of a scheme to fraudulently sell Elvis Presley's Graceland property in Memphis.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go cat.
It was one for the money, according to the Justice Department, which is announcing the arrest of Lisa Janine Findley of Missouri. She's accused of falsely claiming Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, used the property as collateral for a loan that wasn't paid back before she died. Prosecutors allege, as part of the scheme, Findley created false documents and tried to extort a settlement from the Presley family. In May, a judge stopped a foreclosure sale of Graceland in Memphis when suspicions of fraud were made public in court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say a woman who left her newborn baby in a box on the side of a Minnesota road 35 years ago will not be charged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.